we are joined by David Dow Achworth, who is coming to talk about what happened at the South Sudan Women Leadership Forum that happened for two days from yesterday. It ended yesterday. And so the Leadership Forum calls for unity, provision of civil space for all. These sentiments have come recently in the Help Forum, which drew participation of more than 130 women representatives at both the state and national levels.
Yes, to get more of what came out of this forum, we are now joined by senior advisor in the Office of the Vice President for Gender and Youth Cluster, David Dow. Good morning, David Dow.
Good morning.
So what would you say this forum has achieved so far in those 2 days you had it?
Well, thank you for having me this morning. Well, I would say the forum has achieved the objective that it was set out to achieve. First of all, you have women from various political parties, women from all over the states, and women leaders, civil society, and women in business. And what happened is that they came together and developed a communique based on the ideas, and they shaped the women leadership forums and designed the way forward for themselves. And some of the discussions point to why there is no participation for women in politics and even in our current system of political parties and cluster transitional government.
And in relation to this suggestion, how are such gatherings, was there conversations around how more women can join politics?
Yes. The genesis of the idea, excuse me, is that the Vice President, Her Excellency, wanted to create a system that will build a cluster of women around the politics, business, and other activities in South Sudan. And in the discussion, when initially the idea was born, was that women are not joining politics. And how do you inspire them from young women to currently women leaders? Not only that, but also how do you create a mechanism that connects all women in South Sudan so that they can contribute to peace building, nation building, and the advancement of economic development in South Sudan?
Yes, and David, what policies do you think does the government have in place regarding women participation in the affairs of the nation?
You know, let me start by saying that in her speech, the Vice President actually stated yesterday that the Ministry of Gender and Youth, Gender, Child, Social Welfare is the most underfunded ministry in South Sudan. So it begs the question that if we want to advance women's cause in South Sudan and we don't fund activities or the particular ministry that actually deal with women, then how do we expect those issues to be solved? So what this forum is going to do is to be a mechanism that actually create that space where all women, you know, can contribute their idea from top, bottom, and bottom to the top.
Okay, now, one of the issues is, I think, literacy. Do you have any policies in place to improve the literacy levels among women so that they understand the scope at which they're being encouraged to be part of politics and status of affairs of the nation?
The Women Leadership Forum will have a policy framework that would have, you know, a group of women on top, which will be considered under the structure as honorary board members. It will have executive board members. It will have secretariat. So let me start at the secretariat level. At the secretariat level, this is where young women will be put there so that they can learn the experience of women in the executive, and senior women like the Vice President FSAP will be in the honorary board. But beneath that, there will also be a mechanism of a state representative and civil society representative and women in business and private representative. And the idea of the women in the state representative is to build the women leadership forum in the state. And when it is created in the state, it will also have representative in the counties, and it goes all the way down so that the voices of the women in the counties can come all the way up, and the education for civil participation can come from the top down.
Okay. Now, this body was just launched the day before yesterday.
Yes.
Which was Monday.
Yes.
Okay. So now, what is the timeline to make sure that as this body has been launched in Juba, it's going to go across to the states, and then we have more women joining politics and participating in, and you know, realizing as well the affirmative action for 35%?
Well, we are not wasting any time. For example, this forum was made possible courtesy of United Nations Multi-Donor Trust Fund. And already today, the Vice President is going to meet with the Ambassador of Germany, who is leading the Multi-Donors Trust Fund. And what will come out of that meeting is for the next step. And the next step will be to immediately organize the structural process on how to get to the states. So that is our first step, is to meet with our international partners today, as they have already requested a meeting with the Vice President. And then from there, once the funds are available, you will immediately send a technical team to all the states to start working with the governors and to also work with the state ministers of gender and youth cluster, because also already this initiative is being led together by the Minister of Gender and with the supervision of the Vice President.
Yes, David, and finally, what message are you sending out to those women who could be interested, of course, in these public offices and even others at the grassroots?
Well, the message is that we have tried everything in South Sudan, but the people that have never been given an opportunity in South Sudan, as with respect to leadership at the state, at the local level, and even in national government, are women. We have not met the 35%. So the word 35% should not be slogan. So if you are a woman here, if you are a woman out there in South Sudan, you need to know your right. You don't need to be taken for granted. Women participated in the liberation of South Sudan. They participated in the comprehensive peace agreement that led us to independence. And now they should not be left out in the development of South Sudan. So what I'm saying is that whether you are in the States, whether you are in Juba or in Wau or in Bor or in Torit, and you are a woman who aspire to be a politician, who want to be a civil society leader, who want to be in business, all of this are what constitute a nation building. So follow your heart. Don't let yourself be limited, because I know as a South Sudanese, we have a culture that suppresses women, because for so long it was done by our grandfathers, our fathers, and way, way, way back. But now the world has changed, and we need to join the modern society by giving women a chance. There are examples we already seen. We already seen women who are leaders, what they can do. And they produce results more than men in South Sudan. So we need to pick up on those examples. But above all, the individual liberty must be sought by the person who is oppressed. And the women themselves should be the one to lead it.
Okay. Thank you, David, for joining us and sharing with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.